This is Morning Edition on GLT. Musicians Glenn Wilson and John Dearth say they are always looking for and instilling a sense of authenticity with their jazz students. Wilson is a Barry sax player and director of the jazz program at Illinois Wesleyan University. Dearth is a trumpeter and director of jazz performance at the University of Virginia. The longtime friends and colleagues will reunite tonight when Dearth guests with the Illinois Wesleyan Jazz Ensemble in the school's Westbrook Auditorium. Both joined us this week to talk jazz and education. Somewhat surprisingly, Wilson said he doesn't consider himself or Dearth to be educators.
We're just old musicians who want to bring everything we've learned in this business to a younger generation and inspire them to play some music. So I don't really consider myself an educator, although I do have a degree in music education, but there are some fantastic
You're the head of a
teachers.
Jazz program. You're an
well,
educator.
Well, that's true. I'm an educator, but I'm an educator in a musical format.
And John Dearth, you're the you're an educator as well, director of the jazz performance at the University of Virginia.
And I actually like the point that Glenn is trying to bring out here, because the fact is, nowadays I'm really much more interested in exposing students to actual jazz music, real jazz, great jazz, because of what jazz has to teach, which is two things. Basically, own the music. To me, jazz gave music back to the musicians. Black music, African American, comes from Black America, went around the world, and recordings changed everybody's hearing. Everybody came back with a new sense of music from jazz music. So it teaches basically two things: master your instrument, master musical language on the instrument, and be yourself. Tell your own story. Don't imitate. And by the way, that's one reason why I love playing with Glenn. I don't mean to embarrass Glenn, but anyway.
Well, same here.
Well, Glenn, John talked about what he likes to instill into younger players and how mastering the instrument and some other things. What are you hoping that John will bring to your students when he's here for a very short time?
Oh, I just want them, number one, to be able to hear him play, because he's such a unique player. He's really one of the greatest jazz trumpet players in the world, and nobody knows about him. And so there's a reason for that, and we could talk about that in the music business class.
But also, Glenn, it was funny, in the one review that I read of Timely, the record we did a while back, the reviewer said, "And John Dearth is on the record. Everybody's hip to him." And I didn't really know quite how to take that.
Yeah. So we did a live recording in a club. This was in 2015. It's our latest recording, Timely. The students have heard that. My students have heard that record, and they're real excited about hearing John. But just to be able to talk to him, and the trumpet players, to be able to talk to him about trumpet and how he approaches the instrument, it's very unique. And anytime you can expose these kids to a professional musician, they're going to grow.
John, I think I'll go with you on this one, but either one of you can answer it. Since jazz is April Appreciation Month, you know, we've talked to a lot of people on GLT this month, jazz cats, right? Young jazz players, and even with Dennis McCrell, who was at ISU last weekend. You know, and I kind of put it to them that, you know, jazz has got a bad rap over the last number of years, even decades, right? There's always the jazz is dead mantra, and there's always, you know, where's jazz going, things like that. But to a person, they are bullish on jazz. And you're feeling the same way, John?
I do. And listen, let me just go back a little bit and say, you know, why would I invite Glenn to be a guest at my school, which we did a while back? The thing is, what I value about it more than anything is somebody who is thinking for themselves. Also, somebody who has a damn sense of humor. You know, Glenn has this amazing sense of humor about the music. He's also one of the freest players. And that's what I'm trying to teach these kids. What I hate about jazz education and the jazz education racket, as I like to call it, and all education is a bit of a racket. You know, you've got to really train the students to understand that you are working for them. They're hiring you to teach them something. They should take that more seriously as the boss of them.